You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ooh, that voice means it's time for this.
It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God.
Good God.
Oh, we're hype. And if you notice a double play at all during BFM, call in and you'll receive a double shot.
Oh.
For a limited time from 10 minutes ago till now.
309-3879, number to call, and you can text as well, 5395.
I got all the sizes, all the colours.
Oh, someone's calling.
True.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, Happy New Year to everyone there.
Season's greetings.
I've just got you a really funny joke, okay?
Is it,
check this out.
People in hell when I ask for it, but that don't mean they get it.
I think we're being punked.
Yeah. Thank you, caller.
Ashton, that wily devil.
Shout out to BFM.
You can't trust anyone these days.
It's good to be back.
All right. Man, I got real worked up for a joke.
So where's the punchline?
Yeah.
Okay, let's...
One of your mates, probably.
Yeah, probably. Let's
Someone from Stair.
Let's bring it in. Liam Dargaville made his name as one half of Auckland rap duo Heavy. Since last year, Liam has been producing solo work as Double Double. He's no stranger to us here at BFM. Double Double tracks have frequented the top 10 since they were put out, really. You've been all over it, mate.
What can I say?
Liam's also hustled opening slots for the likes of Antoine. A strong hustle for a project that's only been going for less than a year. Liam, welcome.
Thanks.
My dude.
That's what you say when people say welcome, eh? Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah, I think so. So Liam's going to perform three tracks, and we're also going to have a good yarn. But Liam, take it away, please.
Oof.
Short-term memory losing me momentum only momentarily. I'm seeing double-double eyes trembling, though now I'm always ready. I can see the other split screen. Step back while if I breathe metaphorically. If I readjust the imagery, it's more or less like Ovaltine. Close your eyes and let's get sensory. Let my words tiptoe down your spine and hold you tenderly. Whisper softly why you do this to me. Whisper softly why you do this to me. Double double in your speed dial one, just to hear a little about your day and what you had for lunch. Check the label on my back, I guess I'm overdue. Best the day before the day after 22. Though that's only when I first began to bloom. Now you're looking in the mirror, seeing everything I'm not in you. I'm finding my way back, see with glasses. If you're falling far behind, I'm hosting classes. Hands full like steel panels from Damascus. Cut like hydraulic power water jet blasters. Call me Blastoise, I'm more beige than turquoise. Camel tones filling every orifice like white noise. I'm swinging like a drunk in all cylinders. Acting like a brink the bang like schoolboy or Dillinger. Whisper softly why you do this to me. Whisper softly why you do this to me. Double double on your speed dial too, in case you need to counterpoint the low end in the room. Whisper softly why you do this to me. Whisper softly why you do this to me. Double double on your speed dial 3 for that red bush demon treat remedy. Call me hot chocolate, number one favorite, non-alcoholic hot beverage, aka peppermint. Voice make you homesick, Vince Vaughn rhetoric, goosebump on your upper lip. I'm a freak in the geek, straight Apatow. Cut me anywhere and I'll bleed blue carousel. In the constant state of irritated bowel, it's no wonder why I can never shake this cloud. Cause I'm toxic, baby. I ain't slipping under, grab the joystick. Maybe can you take the controller, give me one sec. Hazy will I gather my composure. I'm elastic, curry like Steph with the crossover. Whisper softly while you do this to me.
Double.
Yeah. Liam, oh man, it's going wild in the studio.
Right.
It was crazy.
What was the name of that track?
That's called All Day Breakfast.
And,
Ooh.
Is it about what's that one about?
All Day Breakfast is, I guess, it's a homage to the heavy days, I think. Just like kind of silly reference, innuendo type, heavy Latin buzz. Just, you know, pretending you're something bigger than you actually are. So it's got undertones of of insecurities and bleakness, but yeah, just coming out swinging kind of track. definitely a homage to LVJ.
LVJ. For those who don't know LVJ, LVJ is Auckland MC, currently residing in Berlin.
Best rapper in the world, LVJ, LVJ.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that his voice. Like, if you think Bridge from Wednesday 1 to 4 had a smooth voice, you got nothing on LVJ. I'm sorry, Bridge, but
he's a heart melter for sure.
Ooh, yeah. So Liam, like, originally you were in a group, Shadow Bat.
True. Yeah, it was.
a more guitar-based band, and I'm sure there were forays into music during high school and things like that.
There was. I actually haven't been in that many bands. I feel like everyone in the little Auckland music community has been in like countless bands, but I haven't actually been in that many. But I definitely have been in a few very tragic high school bands.
Any good names?
Is there
a
follow-up to that?
Any good names?
I don't know if they're good. Miss Mannequin was one of the first ones. I don't want to go into why it was called that. And Magic Machine.
Oh, that's good.
Which is actually a hot-ass band. Probably the best band in the world. I'm just going to say it. It was the best band in the world. We had a strict ethos. We would only play house parties, no gigs.
Oh, nice.
No money, no nothing. It was just like, you know,
do it for the
if
love
you want a
it.
Good time, you booked Magic Machine. And we ended up just playing gin room gigs, really. It was a function hall in our pocket light. It was pretty tragic, but we were good.
Mm.
We were real good.
So all these groups are kind of guitar-based, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they're all, like, pretty synth-heavy, but for, I don't know, the main structure was, like, yeah, guitar, drums, bass.
Talk to me about your transition into making beats, making hip-hop, becoming an MC.
I guess making beats was something I always wanted to do, but it's pretty expensive to get, like, equipment and shit like that. But then I realized you don't need equipment. You just need heart, you know? Nah, straight up, though. Like, you can make some wild beats on next to no equipment. My flatmate's always harassing me to update my Ableton 8, you know, which I got for free from a flatmate a few years ago. And
was Fruity Loops ever in your story?
Nah. I couldn't figure it out. It's too complicated. I mean, it was in my story. It just wasn't an active part of my story. I was just on my computer, and I was just like, how does this work? It was all kind of luck, really. I heavy used to be on an Electribe, so it was all... Yeah, it started as, like, a very, like, kind of live element to it until I just got kind of restless, and I was like, I don't want to trigger things. I want to have fun on stage. And then I started having fun on stage, and then I was like, I don't want to just dance around like an idiot. I want to rap. And then, yeah, pretty much everything kind of came from Heavy. It didn't start before Heavy. Reem's the rapper. I just was like, you know, amateurishly, that's a word, right? Making beats, and she was just like, oh, yeah, as long as there's bass, I'll rap to that. And then I was like, cool, I'll follow your lead. And that's kind of how it happened. It wasn't like... Yeah, like a dream or anything. It was like all pretty happenstance. But then once it started, I was just like, why haven't I been doing this for ages?
Mm.
Because I love this.
Awesome. Can you tell me the story behind the name?
Behind Heavy?
Double Double.
Oh, right. Sorry. I got sidetracked.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm in Double Double now.
Because LVJ's a part of it, eh?
Yeah. Double Double is just one of those reoccurring elements, really. To be fair... Alvin's the only one that ever called me Double Double. It was a nickname appointed by him to me, but it was just because, things just seemed to always come up in doubles when we were together, classically as a couple, because we're quite the duo. But yeah, just like we'd always go bowling. I could never get the three strikes. I'd always get two, miss out on that turkey, you know. I don't eat them anymore, but I loved me a double cheeseburger steamed by Ned Mayer from McDonald's, and I'd always get two of them, double, double. The list goes on. They're all pretty trivial, but you know, when it's the small things that count. I'm just here to drop life lessons, you know, follow your heart, dream big. It's the small things.
What are some of your calling cards that you like to incorporate in your work?
Calling cards?
Yeah, what are some of the things you go to? I'm thinking.
I guess as in like something I reference a lot.
Yeah, or like so references is a thing that you want to. What do you want to incorporate with Double Double? What was the thought process behind?
I mean, the thought process behind like the creation of Double Double is just to, as an outlet, really. I've said this before, it's just like super self-indulgent. It's a way of just like coping, really. But in terms of the style of rap I like, very like Daz Racist type, or Daz Racist, however you want to say it. Just like super heavy on the references to a point where it's so ridiculous, but there's still like an underlying, you know, message of hope.
Hope.
No, that's not what I rap about. Usually it's the opposite of that. But, you know, I'd like to work towards that, you know? Hopelessness to hope, sure, one day. But yeah, I mean, as far as like, I don't know, key themes or people I aspire to, or just, you know, look to for guidance. You know, Keanu Reeves was always like a big part of my life, and and I'll case back, you know. Case Jew, actually, more recently. Really? Gets a hard rap. Gets yeah, a hard does. Rap. She doesn't does. Inspire me at all, but I just feel bad for her, you know. Mm-hmm. Why are people so mean? She's not that bad.
The internet. Ugh. Hey, Liam, let's have another one. This one is new. Am I right?
It is. We're not filming this, so you won't be able to tell, but I'm gonna be reading it.
No, I had lofty plans to film these live and directs, and they will, those plans will come to fruition in the future, dear listener. Fisho.
But yeah, this is a new one I've been working on. I wrote it just before I went on holiday. I reckon it's pretty hot. I reckon it's pretty hot. It's called Sunday/Omnibus. It's a homage to, you know, it's actually, this is a genuine homage to LVJ and just being silly and pretending like we're like actual rappers when really we're just, you know, two kids in a basement eating KFC. Well, past tense, you know, I don't do that shit anymore. You know, I'm real healthy. I've got my life together now. All right.
I've been swinging blind in my surrounding, landing punches though I'm always button mashing. Always holding back like I'm fasting, though I gotta quench my thirst old fashioned. Stormtrooper skull is my piggy bank, sickness benefit in the classified updates. Panic foaming cracks in my breastplate, change off the books like I'm working late for Vandalay. Maybe I should try to do the opposite. I got glasses like George in the matching kit, big jacket with the strap back medal clip, and you know I lap back for the double dip. I've been swinging blind in my surrounding, landing punches though I'm always button mashing. Always holding back like I'm fasting, though I gotta quench my thirst old fashioned. I've been swinging blind in my surrounding, landing punches though I'm always button mashing. Always holding back like I'm fasting, though I gotta quench my thirst old fashioned. I started fearing death again this morning, I guess I must have got the hang of fallen. Good thing Tyra gave me all that Vaseline, maybe life will buy me dinner after fucking me. I guess I could write reviews for Zamado, guiding all those lost souls, Auckland's unsung hero. Only settle for the finest dry Prosecco, whilst crossing both fingers that this top is on the menu. Gotta hope that this top is on the menu. Yeah, I'm stupid, but we've covered this. No one wants another track of me complaining on about foreverness. But I'm stupid and there's more to it. I guess it seems right when it's so damn effortless. Yeah, I'm stupid, but we've covered this. No one wants another track of me complaining on about foreverness. But I'm stupid and there's more to it. I guess it seems right when it's so damn effortless. Effortless. I think I watch too much television, though it's background noise, I don't even really listen. Gotta stimulate my mind lifting, though it's probably not enough to keep the voices at a distance. I write almost everything in bed, laptop reflecting sunken eyes cause I'm brain dead. I'm a meme, I'm a meme, I'm a meme.
I'm a meme.
Yeah, I actually just made that part up. That's not actually a lyric.
That was good.
I just wanted to fade it out because I'm not really feeling the last part of that song. You know, the lyrics are still under construction.
Work in progress.
Yeah, for sure.
The working title for that one, Liam?
Sunday. Omnibus. A homage to,
Home and Away.
Home and Away, Sunday omnibuses, of course.
Yeah.
Are there any other omnibuses? No, of course not. Is there anyone?
Totally. Can we go back to that point you made before we went into Sunday Omnibus, where you said that you and Elvin pretending to be actual rappers?
So yeah, I feel like we really bonded because we used to live together, and that's where we probably wrote the majority of the music that's out there today under LVJ and Heavy and the likes. But he's definitely one of my biggest calling cards, I guess.
But the actual rappers, like, do you...
Yeah, oh, sorry.
What do you mean
I was
by
making
that?
A point, I got sidetracked about how much I love him. Yeah.
It's so easy to do.
We would just, every time there'd be like, I'm doing the bunny ear thing, in case anyone's wondering, because it's radio. Like, dumb rappers, you know, where they'll just like, they're just saying like real ignorant, dumb shit. And every time like a new dumb song would come out, we'd like we'd just like get on the mic and just be like, oh, like, yeah, it kind of like spawned from imitating them. It's not what we want to aspire to, but I feel like as ridiculous as it can be, it's quite empowering, you know, just to not say like problematic shit, but just to say just silly stuff, you know.
It's good to be silly. It's good to have fun.
It's, yeah, you know, don't sweat the small things. Just be silly, you know? Let your head down. I'm here. I'm delivering messages. that's all I'm here for.
Liam.
I don't even want to promote my own music. I just want everyone to feel good out there, you know? I just want them to be like, don't question yourself. You're awesome, you know? Just go do it.
Have you watched that Tony Robbins doco on Netflix?
I haven't. I'm going to, though.
Don't. It's like a weird advertorial. He swears a lot as well.
Oh, gross.
Yuck.
If anyone's noticed, I've made quite a clear note to not swear in any double tracks. Actually, that's probably not true.
That's something we talked about, isn't it? I remember we had a conversation when I used to work at RNZ.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I want to play your tracks, but I can't.
That was actually my first interview. How cute was that?
Oh, fantastic.
Zach, always looking after me.
Hey, what was your first rhyme? Can you remember it? Be honest.
I think it was Water Fight. it's a heavy EP track. It's so long ago, I can't remember what it is. If you stall with a quick joke, I'd probably gotta find it on here, I reckon.
Okay.
I won't. That's too much admin. It was something along those lines of like, oh my god, bro, I'm Jacques Cousteau surfing killer whales trying not to show off. Though, it rhymes yes. To all you out there. That's another lesson. It goes on to rhyme with other things apart from though. But yeah, that was actually a perfect example of us being inspired by dumb rap, because starting a rap off with "Oh my god, bro," is a clear example of what not to do when writing a rap song. And I just didn't care, and I thought it was funny, and we just wanted to have fun.
And here we are.
Because rappers just want... No, I won't do that. That's dumb.
Liam, before we get into your final track, have you set goals for Double Double?
Yep. Try to swear as little as possible, and hopefully that'll get me some funding from Air New Zealand.
Air New Zealand?
Oh, Air New Zealand?
Yeah, why
New
not?
Zealand on air.
Both.
I mix them up. But then again, I reckon they could do some new music for their ads, you know? Freudian and slip, or maybe I deliberately did that.
Yeah.
To all those reps out there listening to this show. But yeah, that's my main goal, and just get some free money from like amongst us. This never happened before, and I want it. I don't know why I don't get it. but I actually am working on heaps of new music. Even though this is about Double Double, Heavy's working on heaps of new music as well, and hopefully that'll all come out simultaneously, and we're just gonna fucking take over. Don't worry, that swear word won't be in any of the songs. that's just for my online, on-air rap persona. Double Double, a.k.a. Lil Keanu, a.k.a. Liam Rhymes. That's a new one. You can take that to the bank.
That one's a good one.
Thanks, I didn't come up with that, but I'm stealing it.
Totally. Liam, thank you for joining me.
Anytime.
Joining BFM.
I'm sorry, I'm quite manic. I walked up the hill and it's doing me nightmares. Oh, I'm out of breath. I'm panicky. I'm sweating. I wore jeans because I went out to dinner. I thought I'd look nice.
What do you have?
Just a bunch of salads and some halloumi.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. It was real nice.
All right. What's the name of the track we're about to hear, Liam?
This is called Gains off my EP Power Chart. Go get that shit.
Ooh.
Can I get the beat louder in my headphones? If that's even possible. I just want to hear a little party to send me off. I've got a full circle now, I'm out of friends. I got a funny feeling that they'll never ask me out again. It's only a matter of time before they show you who they are beneath the veil, coup d'etat. But maybe it was me, for once in my life, thinking selfishly, only selflessly. Say no enough times and I'll stop asking you. Insist you're really fine, that a word too. Until the day they find you're only down to a few. Not a sound or any movement, no peripheral view. Though I can't see my best in the dark, not confident enough to trust my heart. It's always been a little temperamental from the start, only beating since I touched an open wire for that spark. Now I'm seeing things differently. Welcome to the new objective me. Objectively, objective me. Yeah, objectively. Call me on my shit, I welcome it. I'll dig up the box, unhinge the lid. But don't pretend you ever made a bid. You're only now in the running, cause I'm now well equipped. Sadly, if you need me, I'll be there. Cause I'm never gonna not land in here. I hate to sound too insincere, but I'm hanging on the edge here. Hopkins, hold my beer. It'll be like Batman forever, choosing life over death for another. I don't know if I can choose in between, saving one or both that I love from me. And now I'm getting soft, caring at a cost. Everybody's just doing themselves. I wonder if they'll have time to help. Help me. Thanks, Zach.
Hey, love thank you, man. Love you too. We'll see you again.
Hopefully. Hopefully I get us back after this.
You're tuned into 95BFM. It was live and direct, brought to you by NZ On Air Music and Air New Zealand.
And double spell, DBL, DBL.
Yes, and you can find double tracks at thatsheavybro.bandcamp.com.
That's the one.
Ooh.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
Ooh.